This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The entire police department for the Uvalde, Texas school district has been suspended amid fallout from the response to the May 24th Robb Elementary shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. The district also placed Lieutenant Miguel Hernandez and Ken Muller, Director of Student Services, on administrative leave. The Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District said, "Decisions concerning the UCISD Police Department have been pending the results of the Texas Police Chiefs Association and JPPI investigation. Recent developments have uncovered additional concerns with Uvalde Police Department operations." The first Native American woman has launched into space. U.S. Marine Colonel Nicole Aunapu Mann made history as one of a four-member astronaut crew to blast off from Florida bound for the International Space Station. Mann, 45, is on the SpaceX Falcon rocket with fellow NASA astronaut Josh Quesada, Japan's Koichi Wakata, and Russia's Anna Kakina, orbiting in a Crew Dragon capsule and set to reach the outpost in 29 hours. The mission, known as Crew 5, is SpaceX's sixth crewed flight under contract from NASA. Mann is a member of the Wailuki of the Round Valley Indian Tribes in California and said she hopes future generations of Native Americans can feel inspired by her mission. This is Mann's first spaceflight since becoming an astronaut in 2013. As mission commander, she is responsible for all phases of flight, from launch to re-entry. Mann and her crew are set to join seven colleagues once they arrive at the space station, four NASA and European Space Agency astronauts, and three Russian cosmonauts. The flight had been delayed by Hurricane Ian, which devastated parts of Florida last week. A study has found that climate change may reduce Montana trout habitat and angling income to the state. The study, authored by researchers from the U.S. Geological Survey, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and the University of Montana, looked at how climate change has affected habitat and fishing on roughly 3,100 miles of Montana's rivers from 1983 to 2017. It found a resilient angling economy thus far, but cautions that trends suggest more significant ecological and economic strains. The research found that climate extremes, such as drought, resulting in high temperatures and low water levels and stream flows, are shifting abundance and distribution of trout and, in effect, anglers. By 2080, the study found that 35% of the miles tracked in the study and currently suitable for trout would be lost. That's about 30% of annual spending on fishing. David Brooks, executive director of Montana Trout Unlimited, said, "If anyone is not already alert to the need for clean, cold water like this study points out, this should be a real wake-up call." Montana's angling industry is now among the most important segments in the state's tourism economy. More than one in five tourism dollars spent in Montana goes to fishing, valued at more than $750 million annually. And when it comes to fish preference, cold water trout fisheries see 10 times the number of anglers as nearby warmer water bodies. In Montana, angling pressure in the 34 years reviewed by the study has doubled from about 800,000 angler days to more than 1.7 million. Resident angler days grew by 50% from 600,000 to 900,000, but much more significant are visitors to Montana. Non-resident angler days jumped nearly 280% from 200,000 to 800,000 annually. Non-resident angling pressure jumped up to 1,600% on parts of the Blackfoot, Bitterroot, and Madison Rivers. Spending is predicted to decline in 65% of the river sections by 2040 and 76% of the river sections by 2080, with the Yellowstone, Madison, Big Hole, and Bitterroot rivers having the largest potential changes in spending. That loss equals nearly $200 million in spending in 2017 dollars. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.